Hello, bitches. This is the Pixel Chicken podcast. I am your host, Stryker. And with me, to my left, is the masterful saxophonist, Philip Colby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just found out I played
saxophone. Alto or tenor?
Huh?
Alto or tenor?
I don't know, man.
Tenor.
That's a problem.
I know.
That's a problem.
I was under the impression it was tenor, but...
Yeah, you seemed like an alto kind of guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. To me, at least.
River.
Yeah.
You're here. You're to my right.
Yep.
Fuck yeah, man. How are you?
The right side's the best side.
That's true.
The right side's the right side to be on.
It's true.
In history, all the winners on the right side.
That's why you're left-handed. You're fucking loser.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I've lost everything that I've ever tried.
Phil, how you doing, man?
Doing all right, dude. I'm doing cool.
You're doing cool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I'm
I think
fine.
It's something you smoke.
Okay.
Oh. Smoking some cools.
Yeah.
You may have realized by now we are without the Johnny. The Johnny is not here. We don't know what he's doing exactly.
I have no clue. He's... I don't know.
Oh.
Who knows?
But
he
if you see him...
He has a meeting with Kim Jong-un.
What? Does he?
Phil,
yeah, interesting, Phil. You're
outrageous.
You're that's outrageous, dude.
It's a claim.
You're just straight up outrageous.
Yeah.
So we've all been playing some games this week, which we will get into, but we got a few news items to go through to start it off. And the first one, I'm actually going to skip over this because we'll circle back to that. That's going to lead into
what we've been playing.
Ow!
Come up.
Sorry.
Phil.
Phil, you are... So the Paris Gaming Conference for... Or the
Paris
Sony
Games Week Sony Press Conference.
Okay. 2015. That was last week?
Yeah, that was last week.
And there were some cool things coming out of that conference. A couple of them that I'm sure we're all excited for, but since it's fighting game news, you know, it's right up my alley. Right up my alley, Phil.
Right up your alley.
One of those pieces of
that
news...
That new Pokemon fighting game, right?
Pokken, yeah.
Yeah, Pokken. That's the one.
That's the one.
It's probably Pokken.
That's the Street Fighter
Surfing
killer.
Surfing on the back of a Pokemon.
That's a Street Fighter killer.
It is, dude. Wait, isn't it like... Isn't that like a Rise of the Incarnate to Virtual On style fighter, though?
It's like Tekken.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's why it's called Pokken. It's the same...
Oh, fuck!
Yeah.
I have
it's
to call
the Tekken
Pokken,
engine
then.
And stuff. Pokken. It might
Pokken.
Be. You're probably
that would
right.
make sense.
I thought it was like
a 3D like arena fighter like Virtual On or like
Power Stone.
Yeah.
No, it's like straight. It may be like taken on a different scale because it's obviously you're not.
Yeah.
Gonna, like, you know. But, yeah.
It's dude, I wonder 2K if you use TMs. You've never heard of Pokken, Phil?
No, I never heard of it in my life.
Phil, you like Pokemon?
Let's dress this fine.
Out. You like Pokken?
You like Pokken?
I just heard of it.
You like surfing on the back of a Pokemon?
I don't actually think it exists. Are you guys serious? Is that
yes.
Like,
what do you think we're just...
Damn it. What do you think we're
having
just...
Having fake news? God, Phil, I told you it was 2Ks, you limey.
You limey Brit.
All right.
Pokken, right there. It's
no
a new game,
shit.
Bitch.
Is it already released in Japan?
Very possible.
Because this says...
Dude, things release in Japan all the time.
Yeah, it probably is.
Call of Duty, already out.
Call of Duty,
yeah.
Fallout,
already
it's been
out.
Been out for like 6 months now.
Medal of Honor Rising Sun comes out every day.
Every single day, a new one.
Yeah.
So a couple of pieces of news coming out of this conference.
Yeah, there's actually a good amount of stuff that I watched the whole press conference and I was pretty pleased with what I saw.
I liked it
interesting
too.
Stuff.
So one of the things was it was Street Fighter V got a release date in February.
Oh yeah,
which is cool.
Yeah,
that's super soon. And they also announced that in addition to the launch lineup of characters, which I think we maybe have one more left. I don't remember now.
I think one more.
I think there's one more.
15 announced, right? So there's 16
so
in total.
More. And in addition to those, there's going to be 6 new characters that will be released in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So after the game is released, there will be sort of in the vein of Killer Instinct, mm-hmm. I'm guessing like a monthly thing where there's a character that comes out. And they showed silhouettes of them.
Yeah, they showed...
It's hard to pick up on some of the details.
I couldn't make out a single one of
them.
Yeah,
I read some... I mean, nobody knows for sure, but I was reading some people were saying who they thought it was and like, oh, it's just Alex, and he's, like, turned to the right and this and that. And so, I don't know. But Alex would be cool.
No Sagat news?
No Sagat yet, but, you know, it's honestly not bothering me as much because I'm just so happy with the way it's looking right now. I have no complaints. I'm sure Sagat will come.
Mm-hmm. Until then, you can enjoy Alex.
Yeah, until then, I can just enjoy all the other characters.
You can't enjoy Alex.
Alex is not announced yet.
So, you heard about the other facet around the unlockable fighters, right?
What facet?
So you can buy them with fight points, mm-hmm. which is a currency that you earn in-game.
Yes.
So I thought that was pretty neat.
I love that.
It feels weird to me for some reason. It feels, I guess, because historically, DLC, especially fighter characters, have always been, most of the time, been charged. So it almost feels like I'm cheating. It almost feels like I'm thinking, like, oh, I earned these in-game, now I'm going to spend these things that I made in-game to buy real stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can see that.
It's the same thing with, like, we'll talk about more Halo 5, mm-hmm. but, like, rec packs?
Yes.
You earn rec points each match and then buy those, but those are also the things they're charging for. So mm-hmm. you can buy stuff, get things that would cost real money
right.
with in-game currency, which is the way that it should be, I think. But it also, I guess, I'm kind of bred to think that, like, this kind of stuff is going to cost me real money if I want it. And so to be like, I can get this just by playing the game is an interesting
yeah.
for me. I don't know. It kind of weirded me out for a second. I was like, oh, I can just
I gotta be not honest. Pay you. I really like the idea of just being able to unlock everything I want just by playing the game.
I guess the idea is like it's not very far removed from the idea of having just secret characters in the game that are unlocked by like completing the arcade mode 10 times or something like that.
Right.
But they're painting it as you're getting these DLC characters, like these extra characters that are not in the game
mm-hmm.
with in-game money. That's I guess what the disconnect is for me. Is that they are painting them as DLC characters that are not in the game as unlockables.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, I guess. I don't know.
Is it the fact that you can also pay for them with real world cash
yeah.
that's just weirding you out?
Yeah, I guess yeah. so. Yeah.
I could see that. The thing I would say about that is like if you're looking at it from the publisher's point of view, you know, it's cool for a publisher to even allow you the in this day and age, it's cool for a publisher to even allow you to unlock things with in-game currency.
Yeah.
But they also, I could understand why they would want to put, you know, the real-world value on it. And to me, you're not getting, like, it's not like you're getting an advantage. You're just getting a new character.
So
that's an important distinction, because if you're paying for it, you know, that's cool. You're basically doing what I've been working towards because I've been playing
the game. Yeah, there's also, like, the question of how many fight points is it going to take to unlock a character?
That's a really
like good how long point. Am I going to you know how much am I going to have to play to unlock fucking
at least
whatever, yeah
60 hours per character?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm curious about that as well. But we won't have much time to wait because it's going to be in February that we find.
That's
this
pretty
out.
Soon.
That is yeah. really soon.
Yeah,
we have so much fucking games coming out.
We have so many games. Also,
at the beginning of the year.
Just another side note from the Paris Games Week. Yeah. Another game also, I mean, there's more stuff to talk about, but this is kind of, another game also got a release date. No Man's Sky.
Oh, did
it? It said at the end of the trailer, it was just another trailer, and it said No Man's Sky coming June 2016.
Oh, alright.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool. Yeah. It was a pretty good press conference, so. There was also, very I mean, cool. you want to talk some more about what came out of there?
Yeah, so on the heels of the Street Fighter V announcements and stuff about that, one of the Tekken 7...
That was really weird.
Yeah.
Did you see how they did it?
I saw that he came...
They were showing all like the character portraits, and then Hiroshi or whatever, I don't know mm-hmm. the guy's name, the Street Fighter guy... he said, and I'd like to make a special announcement. We have a new character entering the fold. And then he cued it, and it just showed this picture of Harada doing, like, the Ryu thing from the Street Fighter V cover art. Like
yeah.
the And it just, and then he walked out, and they just kind of stood there for a second, like, laughing at each other. And they're just, like, these awkward, kind of tiny Japanese businessmen, like, just kind of like, like, we did a fucking joke or something. It was just really weird. But then they started to announce, yeah, with this trailer that went through the history of Tekken, started to announce Tekken 7's coming to consoles.
PS4 exclusive.
PS4, right? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And so they had this whole trailer, and I think this story revolves around, like, Heihachi and his wife or something.
I feel bad for her.
So it's like a... It's a
prequel? Yeah, well, didn't she get thrown into a volcano? Who got thrown into a volcano?
It was Kazuya. Well, first it was Kazuya.
All people got thrown into volcanoes.
Yeah, Kazuya got thrown into the volcano, and then Kazuya threw Heihachi into the volcano. And then Kazuya threw Heihachi, or Heihachi threw Kazuya into the volcano again in Tekken 2.
Okay.
Right.
Because that's fighting game storytelling for you.
No, I like it.
Yeah, lots of volcanoes.
I'm into that.
So hopefully Tekken 7 has a volcano.
It will. We can hope. It'll have a volcano mode.
Yeah. Where you just fight up a volcano and then at the end you kick.
I was thinking more like you pour like baking soda into like a volcano and just...
Like a school project?
Yeah, like you build one of those.
Like a science fair?
Yeah.
So Tekken. So I'm liking the fact that the PS4 is becoming like the console for fighting games.
For fighters, yeah.
I mean, they obviously see this community and the you know passion and fan base for this, and they want that for them. They want the exclusivity of the fighting game to be on PS4, and I think that's really cool.
I'm super ready for a new Tekken.
Yeah, me too.
I never played 6. I never played Tag 2. The last one I played...
Tag 2 was so good.
Was it really?
It was great.
The last one that I played, I think, was probably 5, which was a PS2 game, right?
Yeah, it was a PS2 game. That was the last time I played a Tekken game.
And, man, I'm just ready. I'm ready to play some Huarong,
to
be honest.
I'm ready to try and do King's combos where he links one wrestling move into the other and then do the other.
You can't. You can't do it. You can't do it. It
takes, like, someone who's put an insane amount of time.
Let me tell you the closest I ever come to doing those combos is when I press the button in the training mode to watch the computer do it. That's how close I get. I can usually pull off maybe 3 of the, like, 10 hits in the combo. I don't know. Anyway.
Fuck King, man.
King, man. Thought his head was real.
I have had a general disdain for King.
Yeah?
Actually, I found out he was not a Jaguar man.
Well, I'm sorry. I love him still. Even showed him unmasked in one of the...
Yeah, fuck, man.
In Tekken 2, there was, like, King's mask actually fell on the ground.
Fuck that.
This is knowledge from, like, years ago.
Man, fuck that.
Everybody knew that he was a Mexican wrestler. Everyone knew he was a luchador.
Phil... Passive aggressively getting mad about that.
I'm not getting
about me
mad.
Not knowing that King was not a fucking Jaguar man.
I'm not passive aggressive and angry. I'm good.
So Tekken 7.
The fucking Lion King? How do I even know that's real?
The Lion King? Oh, that's real. I was just at Disneyland. It's real.
They were there?
Yeah, lions.
Fuck.
Yeah, man, they.
They were thrashing people with this
meat.
They had to be put down.
Meat ribbons.
It was really, really dramatic.
And it had the theme song from the movie.
No, dude.
No,
what's the guy's name?
Phil O'Donnelly.
Fallout Boy?
No. I don't think they were around in the 90s. Okay, whatever.
I really want to play Guitar Hero Live. I don't know why.
I know.
Why?
I don't care anymore.
I care about what?
It was... Oh. About Guitar Hero.
I care about it because it changed. Like, legitimately.
Yeah, it looks like it changed, yeah.
Was there anything else out of the game conference that you wanted to touch on?
There was a bunch of stuff, actually. They announced the new Gran Turismo.
Can I say something about
this? Yeah, go for it.
So, the new Gran Turismo, what's it called? It's called Gran Turismo Sport.
Yeah.
It's not Gran Turismo 7.
Nope.
It's just Gran Turismo Sport. And not only that, but they're bringing back the premium car
Ooh, are they really? I didn't hear that. That sucks.
That's fucking stupid.
Put them in their grave, Forza.
Can I tell you something, Phil?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about this premium car business. It was in Gran Turismo 6. And yes. Basically, the idea is that you have... Gran Turismo's known for having a million cars, okay? But in Gran Turismo 6, they had a million cars. But then they had, like, maybe a set amount of the cars that were called premium cars. And they were literally better graphically than the other cars. They had, like, better like models.
Interiors and stuff like that, yeah.
And, like the workings of the car and the engine and stuff. Like, it was more detailed.
Uh-huh.
Like, the actual model of the car.
And this the premium sounds like bad news.
Well, it's just stupid. Like, it's a car...
Do you have to pay for it?
Well, I don't know that.
Some of them, it come with a certain amount of premium cars. If I remember 6 correctly, you had a certain, like, subset of them, but then you could also, yes, buy more premium cars.
The point is, the idea of these set of models that are better graphically than other, like, that's the dumbest thing. That seems like just BS. Lazy design work to me. Like, that's I don't understand how that's even a thing.
I mean, you look at Forza and every car is a premium car.
Every
so
car.
Are the, is
every
is
car a premium car.
It, are the premium cars like a DLC, like you have to pay separately for
the,
them?
The pay thing is outside of the...
BS.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, man, I don't know about that.
King, not a Jaguar man.
Yeah,
god damn it.
Come back to that. It's just
we'll that's coming back to that.
Yeah. I mean, I would accept having like way less cars if they're all just really quality.
One car,
real good looking car.
Real good looking car.
4K,
like a Honda Accord, like a fucking all right. 98 Honda Accord.
Yeah, okay.
With a V6 though.
So you see, you're a big fan of like having to work your way up to like supercars.
Oh, absolutely.
I am too. I agree.
Absolutely. That's why I drove my car in Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo 4. I fired it up, and I have an Acura CL, and I picked that car. It's a 2000. Literally my exact car.
Mm-hmm.
I drove that car, and then I put rims on it.
Good for you, man.
Hell yeah.
Good for you.
Hell yeah.
So, what else was there? There was Gran Turismo Sport.
Gran Turismo Sport. There was the new Quantic Dream game called, what is it? Detroit Becoming Human. So,
what
they
interesting name.
They showed a trailer. It's about like, androids. And, like, honestly, it looks like it's going to be a huge allegory for, like, racial tension, because it's showing a lot of androids like being yelled at and being like,
hey, get the fuck out of here, you shit,
you fuck, like, you know, like skin jobs or whatever,
right?
And but it had some interesting imagery. It had like this one scene where these there was like this overhang that said like android parking station or whatever, and it showed just a bunch of androids lined up. And one of them walking in there, and then they just stand blankly there, like they're off or something. And just had it, but the story revolves around, I think her name was Kara, and she's some android that somehow escaped and like got out of her android clothes or something, and is living amongst the humans and like trying to learn how to live and stuff like that. But it showed a lot of like. Her walking by androids and them looking at her kind of like scornfully, and then her not really understanding, like it was raining and everyone was pulling out their umbrellas, and she was just like touching herself,
like
in
public.
Oh, it's super public, dude. Like just in the middle of Detroit. Not like that, but like kind of like you know, like feeling her skin and stuff like that. She wasn't like.
Oh yeah, okay.
Flicking the bean.
You were that's it seemed like that's what you're trying to get at first.
No.
Okay.
But it looked interesting. I mean, Philly, you're a big fan of
Quantic Dream
games.
These. Mm-hmm.
I really like Indigo Prophecy. Didn't really like Heavy Rain. Mm-hmm. Liked Beyond.
Oh yeah, Beyond is good.
Beyond is really good. So I don't know. It's
They do a really good job with working with female protagonists, and that's
They do.
That seems really interesting to me.
It's an interesting concept. I mean, those games live and die by their concept and their writing. So
and their how the, what's the word I'm trying to their execution as far as like the gameplay and stuff like that.
I mean, the thing about this is that this I feel like this story has been done before, though.
It has.
Oh yeah, it has. Very much so. Hundreds of times.
But there was some interesting, like, ideas, and you'll have to watch the trailer, but ideas and, like, imagery. Like I was saying, like, the Android parking station.
I hope it's inspired by Ghost in the Shell.
It seems a little bit closer to...
It's not that
far into the future.
It's 100% Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah?
No, I don't know. But it seems cool. That's interesting. I'll look at it.
Did it, any idea, like, I'm sure the release date or anything isn't known yet.
2017.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I lied.
Well, that's interesting.
There's also a game called Wild.
Yeah, tell me about
which,
this.
Which, God, I don't know what to make of that game. So, I'll just explain the trailer in broad strokes.
Okay.
It starts out with a woman being bit by a snake and being like, help me! And then you are a shaman, and so you take your shaman stick and you're like, ah! Literally, you just scream, and then a fucking eagle or hawk comes down and grabs the snake and flies off with it. And then you start running around, and your eagle guy keeps following you with the snake still in his talons or whatever.
Phil, are you going to mute that?
Yeah, you should probably mute it.
It's mute. So, and you scream again, and then a fucking bear comes up, and... you get on the bear and start riding.
Oh, I saw this. I saw the clip of him riding the bear.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And then the eagle's still following you. And then you go to this, like, cannibal camp, and...
Oh, I remember this game. I think... Was this game announced?
To do with, like, taking over animals and, like nature and stuff.
Yeah,
but like, I don't know if it's, like, an action game, or, like, if you have to amass a crow of raven, or, I guess, a murder...
Of ravens
on them.
A fitting name.
Yeah.
There's giant water, like the skeletons.
I don't know what it was, but the huge, like, 80-foot naked snake chick comes up. And she's like, what do you want? That's it.
Wow, this is... I remember this game really well and how interesting... Like, who's the studio behind it? Interesting. I forgot all about this game because it was shown at E3 last year, the year before.
But I don't think I've seen anything on it. But it looked, the trailer just looked super.
Yeah, it's a Sony Computer Entertainment Presents. I'm waiting for the Wild Sheep Studio.
Wow, I wonder, like you said, I wonder what it is. Like, what do you do? It
looks really interesting. The trailer looked interesting, but there was a couple more things. They showed some of the more media of the Media Molecule game. Care for their games much, but it looked interesting.
Something about that game, let me tell you, something about that game putting shit.
Oh, dude, I've been off put by all of it so far. Everything I've seen. I see my dreams when they're good, because dreams are weird and scary.
Fucking
weird. In my dreams, King is... a jaguar man. That's the only created dream where it's just King in a white void and he's pulling off his jaguar mask and it's just another fuck.
You just count.
Yeah, I just can't. Masks. I get him. It's always another jaguar.
They're getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
So was there any other games?
I feel like there was one other that I can't quite place right now. So let's just move on.
Anxiously anticipating that's coming out much sooner than either of us think.
9 days.
Yeah, 9 days from now. We will be playing Fallout 4. Because I think...
So you'll be playing, like...
No, I'll be playing it.
No, you won't, dude.
You won't.
What?
Phil.
What was the weird thing?
Don't. Anyway, Fallout...
Something real special that has come out of it, but there has been some leaks of Fallout 4. No spoilers, at least not that I've
seen. Some small gameplay details.
Anyway, the point is just a big set of
screenshots. Yeah, so a couple things I noticed about the screenshots. One, there's just so much more color.
Oh, yeah.
To the entire world, there's color everywhere, and I love that.
I do, too.
You know, 3 was green, New Vegas was orange.
Yep.
And I just love the fact that they're, like, it's vibrant, too. It's really vibrant, which I think lends to, like, the kind of... like, new retro, like, kind of vibe that Fallout has always had.
Absolutely, yeah.
New retro in, like, NU.
Very much so. That's a really good point. And I've never really thought about it, but there is something about, like, the trailers and media so far that I've noticed about Fallout 4 that almost makes it feel more like what they've been going for in the past. Yeah. And I think that's it.
It's like that. Yeah, because it's, you know, they in that world is like, you know, it's kind of like future 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and you know, you think of 50s, you think of like pink fucking like Bel Airs and neon signs and diners with absolutely green and pink and all that stuff. And just from what I've seen, all the screenshots just look more, the colors look more saturated.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's also a kind of, it also much like the recent apocalyptic world. This is like an established world almost. Like,
yeah.
It's the explosion, whatever the...
It's 100 years, right?
Yeah, something like that. So this is like this world of innovations and stuff at this point. And so I think that I think it's going to be a real different...
In 3 does take place, not that far.
I can't remember how far Fallout 3 was after the New Vegas was really far after the nukes dropped too.
Yeah.
If I remember it right, it was like...
After they dropped.
That's rough. That's a rough time to be in.
Man, it's a really short time to put...
Everything's still on fire.
So, yeah, I mean, it looks incredible. I can't fucking... I'm playing a new Fallout game in 9 days. I mean, it's like there's some...
9 days is not a long time.
No. There are games that get released that I'm still really excited, but they just sneak up on me. Like I get it in my hand, and I'm like, I'm going to be playing this in a few
days. I pre-order it. I love pre-ordering. I know there's a lot of BS that comes with it, but they just walk in, grab the game, and
walking desk, and press a button, and then it's there.
Yeah. But I like the physical copy, though.
Fuck you, dude. King's not a real
gem. Who cares? I don't want to have a conversation about pre-orders because I don't care.
Yeah, it's
nowadays there's risks involved, but it doesn't matter. But
I've got my receipt.
Take games. I don't think you can just take games back nowadays, Phil.
No, like they
pre-ordered to get
the game. I think
you
can return it within like a day.
That's
really? Something like okay. Super quick.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Where
I
do
was
you got a pre-order?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about like returning it, but they like to have a receipt so you can actually take the game home.
See, I have this thing about like copies of games on console.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
Yeah,
same here.
And like, I will never buy
unless there's a sale where it's like $10 for a physical copy on PC.
I think I bought the last PC game that I bought on disc was Battlefield 3
because it was like $10.
I think I might have bought Crysis 3 physical actually,
but yeah, I'm with you on that.
Buy Halo 5 digital.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just there. And I was just like, should I just...
And then I'll be more inclined to do... I still...
I don't know what... I kind of wish I would have just bought it physical.
Yeah.
But it's all right.
But yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
So Fallout 4...
Fallout 4 is going to be out in 9 days.
And I'm going to be... I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to be ready. I'm probably going to like freak out.
Some time off or...
I requested a day off.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
Cool.
Requested it off. Don't know if it's going to go through.
What are you going to...
Some other joker already requested it off.
What are you going to get it on?
Probably going to kill him. What? Yeah.
What are you going to get it on?
That's a good question. I'm still not sure. It depends. I mean...
I got it on PC.
I'll probably get it on PC.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I don't know, honestly. Part of me would like to have it on consoles, like to just play it in here and... Watch. She
yeah.
likes to watch it. She's seems to be somewhat interested in Fallout 4.
Fallout.
And so,
you know, I'm doing the PC to TV thing, right? When I move in, going full out on that.
So what are you doing?
I'm gonna have my PC hooked up with my TV.
Oh,
100%,
nice.
100%.
I like it.
Yeah. Steam, not, but I'm gonna get a Steam controller.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I can be out.
Right.
Just. Big Picture works great. Just wireless keyboard and mouse there.
If I had the room out here, like a setup that lends
on that, so I'm pretty excited.
Good, man. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thanks, man.
Rich. Oh, there he is. That's the guy.
Oh, that guy.
Well, promise?
Yeah.
I've seen some, and then other times I've seen it.
It has to at this
like,
point.
Is it there or not?
Right? It has to.
It has to.
It has to.
I will say that I've seen models that have cloth physics.
Good. Okay.
So...
I mean, Splinter Cell 1 had cloth physics.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck them.
Man, that just threw me off. Okay, so, Phil. And we fought a little bit with our fists. That is mm-hmm. The third one. Maybe the last one. Who knows? Who fucking knows, dude?
Fucking hopefully.
Not too long ago that Hulk is going to be in it, and now it's been announced that it's going to be kind of like a Hulk.
Be a Thor movie, or it's going to be a crossover movie?
Well, it's going to be an X-Men movie.
Oh, okay.
Thinking is that if it's a Thor movie, you want it to be a Thor story without any of the other heroes.
But it's... It may as well... Well, I don't know. I think this might... This statement... I want to be proven wrong. It may as well be another Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see what you're saying. To me, it's something where you have to... I don't know. It could go either ways. The Winter Soldier, mm-hmm. it still had other people in it. And it did.
But those are characters that were freaked.
So I guess it's a matter of how much he's in the movie and, yeah. And not a Hulk and Thor.
Time will tell because, they did say, meaning that it's going to be really good, hopefully. And,
I agree with that. I think that I think the movies work better when they're kind of more of, Avengers.
Yeah, sometimes movies. Sometimes it's okay to take a few steps back and just make a more intimate story. I'm slowly going to warm up to it through time. You know, we'll see.
And with that, it's back to
overtime. That happened on Thursday.
Oh shit! There's triple overtime.
Yeah.
Why,
Phil? You're the sports.
Was there a power adage?
Stop talking to us and talk to the audience about sports, man.
Talk to them.
Give me the highlights.
Yeah. Of this week. Course. I just want to hear one thing.
I don't know. Once some hockey player took a puck to the face and
that's pretty funny.
That was fucked up.
Pretty funny when people actually die.
No. I think he lost his eye.
Wow, no, he died. It was Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah? I didn't hear about that.
Junior.
Oh. Okay. Superhero news is some not-so-good superhero news in the gaming world. And that is that Arkham
Superman
Knight...
Superman
Nintendo 64.
Yeah. The HD.
It's the Game of the Year edition. Released, actually re-released. It had a scheduled, release last week. Came out, it still doesn't run well.
That's sad. Yeah, but they're giving you all the Arkham games and hats in Team Fortress 2 if you buy it.
They just throw Team Fortress 2 in there?
Hats for in Team Fortress 2.
Oh, hats.
That's the thing in Team Fortress. Yeah. You get hats.
Yeah, you get hats. Wear them.
Wear them on your head. Wear them somewhere else.
Stats. All right. None of them are a fucking jaguar mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's unfortunate. And we've talked about this a lot, but I don't understand.
I still haven't played that game to see if it runs shitty on my machine.
How does this happen?
I don't know.
It took several months to make this right.
How does it happen?
No one's thought about that game in forever, and now it came back out, and it's... How
could Rocksteady just crash and burn so
they
quick?
They shit the bed, man.
They really did.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because I understand it was a pretty good game.
Yeah, it was. PS4 was great.
Yeah.
It was great. Some things I didn't like, but overall it was a good-ass game.
Yeah, it was a good-ass game.
I only just finished Arkham Asylum, 6 months ago.
Nice. Nice! well, that's all. So that's all the news pieces we have. So I figure let's get into the other big release, and then, there's a smaller release that I'll talk about. But the big release this week. Fucking Halo 5.
Halo 5
looks cool as hell.
It's goddamn out. It's goddamn great. Finished the campaign 2 days ago.
Oh, really? How's it?
I loved it.
Good.
I loved it a lot. I think...
Did Master Chief take his mask off yet?
What? No, he took his mask off in 3.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
he did. You never saw it. No,
he did.
He did not.
Phil,
he did. I played through the campaign. Dude. No, you didn't.
He looked like Nathan Fillion.
I did not see... Master Chief did not take his
mask off. Yeah, dude. He looked like Nathan Fillion.
Okay, we're gonna figure this out. Halo...
No, his name is Buck.
3.
Phil, his real name is Buck. Master. You found out that his name was Buck.
Chief.
God damn it. Phil, stop. He didn't take his fucking mask off, and no, he didn't take his mask off again.
Okay.
But some shit did happen, and at the end of that story, the Halo universe is significantly changed.
Oh, boy.
So one of the things I really liked this campaign. Mm-hmm.
Two concurrent campaigns, basically.
So it's basically like, it's Osiris Fireteam, which is Spartan Locke and Buck, and... Mm-hmm. Buck is Nathan Fillion. He's from ODST. And some other guys. And then there's Blue Team, which is Master Chief and 3 other Spartan 2s. which are, I guess he was supposed to be the last Spartan too, but then he went and found some of these in like a book, and it was Kelly, Linda, and Frank or whatever, mm-hmm. or Francisco. And so it's them. It's basically Master Chief going and doing something, and then Osiris kind of following his trail. So it ends up, the narrative kind of feels a little bit one-sided, because mm-hmm. it's like Master Chief does what really matters, and then you're just kind of going back through and following him as Locke. So kind of when it goes to the Locke missions, there is this one detour that kind of goes into this weird side story mm-hmm. With the Arbiter that you kind of don't expect. Cool. But it kind of just felt throughout the whole thing, it's like I was just kind of waiting to get back to Master Chief. Because that's what it felt like actually mattered in the story.
Are you ever going to get back to Master Chief again throughout the rest of the franchise?
Yes.
Okay. You will. That's good.
But his relations with some people and groups are vastly changed. And the whole universe, like the way that they wrap up the story, the things that happen in the end, that universe is a vastly different place. And they actually do a lot of stuff with that narrative to make it a far different place than it was beforehand.
They flipped the whole fucking script, basically. I love that.
That's cool. And also, I feel like this is the best delivered Halo narrative that I've ever seen.
Wow. Awesome. Because I always felt... Sorry, go ahead.
Finish them all. I was just curious. You finish them all.
Finished them all. Never thought they were told well. Mm-hmm. I thought they had interesting stories to tell. Never really thought that they were told in a concise way that you could really just grasp. Like they always felt kind of cumbersome in the way they told the narrative and stuff like that. This one, it's clear. I got what happened. I got the nuanced parts because they explained them well enough and elegantly enough. It was just all around a really good,
awesome
campaign. There was a boss fight that was really, really fucking terrible. Mm-hmm. It was really poorly done. I didn't like it.
Sure.
That had to do with the AI. I think if you're playing that co-op, it would be a lot easier. Mm-hmm. But you go through the whole game in a fire team of four and have three AI guys if you're playing with. Mm-hmm.
Is the AI good?
No. Oh, sorry. No, they'll do really dumb things.
Oh, man.
So the specific boss, what I'm talking about, I'll give you an example in this boss fight. There's a down but not out, obviously. Mm-hmm. So you'll get downed and then you'll be like, oh, I need help, and you'll be down. Mm-hmm. And then you can press X to summon them to come and help you. And they'll basically beeline for you. Uh-huh. Like, someone will beeline for you. So, the boss fight, it was a melee guy. So he attacked you with melee. He had guns, but his main thing was he rushed up on you and fucking mm-hmm. killed you with one hit, basically.
Yeah.
So you have your dodge to dodge out of the way. And so, but if he gets you, then you're down but not out. So you they're like, hey, come here. They come to help you. They don't... the AI doesn't try to, like, distract the guy and then have someone run over to you. The AI just sends fucking someone over. And the guy's still at you, so he's just like, oh, okay. And then the next AI comes, tries to revive you again. Dead. Next AI comes, tries... So it's this frustrating, like, minute-long thing of just watching your AI come up, start to revive you, get killed. Next AI come up, try to revive you, get killed. And so it's just like, and there's been times when there's kind of a marking system where you're like, hey, focus your fire on this. Mm-hmm. And I remember like, I had my guys focus fire on a hunter, and then like two of them were like, can't do that right now. And then I looked around and one of them was just fucking shooting at a wall.
Oh no.
Just shooting at a wall.
Did that happen frequently or is it isolated?
No, it happened once, but several times.
Was it an evil wall?
I don't know. It could have been. There could have been...
Maybe he saw something there, man.
There could have been grunts in there, man.
It could have been the faces of Belmaz.
Oh, fuck! I would. If it was the faces of Belmaz, that could be anything. I would say, shoot that fucking face.
But if it was Taemin Shud?
I don't know. Who was Taemin Shud? He's not in this game. No one knows. No one really knows who Taemin Shud was.
You could be Taemin Shud for you all could I be. Know.
I would... If, out of three of us, I would put my money on Phil mm-hmm. being Taemin Shud.
Absolutely.
Also, he has that box that's haunted that you told me about that one time. I don't know. Anyways.
I have a haunted box?
Yeah. You know, your box. It's haunted.
What the fuck are you talking about, Stryker?
Dude. Okay. Anyways, so, I mean, the AI is not great.
Yeah.
And I think some of the encounters were maybe designed around co-op.
Yeah.
Especially that boss fight. That being said, on normal, the difficulties spike really weird. On normal, it's kind of a power fantasy. You can run through that game 90% of the time, just headshotting fools, like literally sprinting through and just like, it feels really cool because you're just running up, headshotting, keep while still running forward. It's like you can feel like an action star and stuff. Mm-hmm. Heroic, you die in like 3 shots.
Mm.
It's a huge spike. I can't even imagine what legendary is. I did the whole game on normal by myself, and then yesterday I played a mission, the second mission on heroic with my brother and his wife. And it was one of the most frustrating experiences I've ever had.
Wow.
The second mission took us like 2.5 hours. And it was just, you literally die in like 3 shots.
Cray cray.
And everyone...
What? It was cray cray.
Everyone's super accurate and super agile, so it's like, I can't even imagine what legendary is. But yeah, the single player was super good.
Can I ask you something about it? So... Now, I just played, like, a tiny bit of it last night, and so I understand that there's the part with Master Chief and the part with, like, the other Spartan guys.
The Osiris fire team, yeah.
So are both of those equally as interesting?
No. I was saying, I think you might have been reading something, but I was saying it feels like Master Chief is the story that matters. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's kind of like...
As it should be.
It's kind of like... I think that they could have done some interesting stuff with this team, with Osiris. Yeah. They were ex-ONI people, which means they're like super black ops operatives for UNSC and stuff like that. Like, they do missions that don't exist, that kind of stuff. I think there could have been some cool things with that team. But it felt like the story was following Master Chief, and then Osiris was following...
The story.
No, sorry. Master Chief was following the story, Osiris was following Master Chief. It felt like Master Chief had the stuff that mattered, and then it was just, like, filler sometimes. And mm-hmm. like I said, there was this kind of side story that Osiris went off and completed, but it still felt like, okay, when do I get to play with Master Chief again to progress this story? Right. That being said, like, and they don't really do much...
Which you don't want to have that. I mean, I think everybody kind of expects Master Chief to be... Because he's just a cool character.
Yeah.
But you don't want to have to be playing it and thinking, oh, when am I going to get to be Master Chief?
Yeah, I think they could have done some more interesting stuff. They could have fleshed out the characters, first of all. They don't really do anything like that.
And they're just kind of chasing Master Chief, right?
They're just the whole time, they're just chasing Master Chief. And you're like, okay, when do I get to progress this story anymore? And there are some story beats that you find with Osiris that pertain. Like, you go and do something with the Arbiter from 2, which is a cool moment.
Oh, that's cool.
And you go
I wish I knew more about the lore and stuff.
That's the thing, is that I feel like the past Halos have done a bad job of explaining their lore, explaining their narrative. This one doesn't.
Who's the old lady at the beginning of the game?
That's Halsey. That's the doctor who Cortana's modeled after.
Okay.
Her neural implants are modeled after Dr. Halsey's. Dr. Halsey also... was behind the Spartan 2 program that created Master Chief.
Has she always been old, or is that because a lot of time has passed?
No, it's a lot of time has passed.
How much time has passed since, like, the last... How much time has passed
Well, I think she's actually always been old in the Halo series. I think before that, like, the fiction before the Halo series, obviously, she wasn't old.
There's a big amount of time in between Halo 3 and Halo 4, though, right?
I don't think it's a huge amount of time. Maybe a couple years.
Okay.
But not like 60. I think it's maybe a couple years, but because at the end of Halo 3, you're in that pod, right? Like Master Chief is in a pod or something, and you don't know if he's dead or alive. But like I said, they do some real interesting stuff. A lot of it doesn't feel quite as open as Halo games have been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like Reach had a real big sense of, like, a lot of the missions were like you just drive, like, there's not a whole lot of huge open battlefields like mm-hmm. I felt like there was in Reach and 3. It's a lot more vertical. A lot of the level design is a lot more vertical. Like, it'll give you a big room mm-hmm. and with a lot of enemies, like, on different layers. And the new movement stuff allows for that. Mm-hmm. But I kind of miss some of the... Like, I remember specific parts in Reach where there was... Like, this huge map, and you had, like, different objectives at different points. And there's one instance like this in 5, but I miss sort of the more open space. It feels a little bit more linear, I guess. The get kind of, you know, you walk, there's more corridors, there's more hallways, that kind of stuff. Okay. So, kind of less open encounter design, I guess. But they do build, like I said, vertically to make up for that space of horizontal.
Okay.
That being said, I think it's one of my favorite Halo campaigns.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Short of Reach, I think Reach is probably my favorite.
Really? I have yet to play Reach.
But which is really good. Reach wasn't there. What was the story it told? Like, was
that
it,
was that was before? That was a prequel to everyone, and that was Reach was a planet. Okay. Reach was a planet where, I think like the Spartan Project took place. I'm probably getting this wrong, but okay. Reach was a planet, a human planet that got destroyed, and that's kind of what caused. I think Reach was the first planet to be invaded by the Covenant,
mm-hmm.
and they destroyed it at the end of the game.
Okay.
And I think that's where the story of Halo started.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I'm probably getting that wrong.
That's really cool. I'm excited to play through the campaign. I just wanted to say a funny experience I had with this game.
Yeah.
This is just outside of anything really about the game itself, but... So I started playing it last night. I started by playing the campaign, played that for a little bit, and keep in mind, I played the beta a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've experienced the way the game feels before playing it last night. And something was just off. Like, I was playing it, and the aiming felt like the way it accelerated,
mm-hmm.
the way that the precision of the aiming just felt bad, honestly. And I'm playing the single player, and I'm like, that's kind of odd. And I just played it a little bit, and I was like, I'm going to try some multiplayer. Got in, played. Still had that weird feeling, and I couldn't figure it out. I tried messing around with sensitivity, turned it up, then turned it back down. It wasn't really doing it, and it just felt really bad. And I was like, what is going on? I played the beta, and I remember it controlled really well and precise, and yeah. I could aim, like, I could just make these quick aiming movements and have pretty good accuracy. And then I went to my TV and noticed it wasn't on game mode. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So it was had like some of the post processing stuff for the picture that you would, you know, that would be okay on watching TV and stuff.
Yeah,
I turned it on to game mode and immediately got the next match went from having like 2 kills and like 9 deaths to the opposite. I had like 7-8 kills and like 4 deaths maybe.
Awesome.
And it's weird because I've played so many games accidentally leaving it on like the normal TV settings. And never had anything like that happen. It changed the fundamental feel of the aiming. Like, that's how...
I never turn game mode on.
Dude.
Because it says that little thing. It's like, it'll degrade the picture a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm scared that...
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. But I will say that it's just super fun.
I love it.
It's
I love
so
it.
Fun.
I love it. It
feels
great. It's exactly what I wanted. It's exactly like... It's a quantity that I didn't I wanted something I didn't know what it was, and like Halo 4 multiplayer was it. It's been so long. It's been since Halo 3 that I've really been like into Halo multiplayer, and I kind of for a couple of years there I was like, ah, it's just old, like it's just played out. Like there's been Halo 1 and 2 and then now 3. Like I'm just done with Halo multiplayer, but it's been like 7 years since I've gotten into that, and it's changed a lot. But they've done a lot that, you know, the fundamental, the time to kill is still there, and
mm-hmm.
like the, you know, it's a completely different feel than your Call of Duty and your Battlefield and stuff like that. And it's just what I wanted. It's good. Like it's so much fucking fun.
They made the changes, but it's still Halo.
That's a really good point, because it feels like a Halo game.
Yeah.
None of the changes they made take away from the fact that the feel of the Halo.
Yeah, it's the vehicles, the big open maps, and you know, getting in a Scorpion tank and just fucking destroying everyone. And so, one of my favorite things, I guess, transferring over to multiplayer is the mm-hmm. Warzone mode.
I really am excited to play this more. I tried it last night.
So yeah, so Philip. So what it is, it's basically kind of like, it's like, it's a very large scale,
mm-hmm.
very large maps.
How many players is it again?
16 on 16, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So okay. 32.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very open maps, and there's 3 points. And so it's first to 1,000 points wins. Mm-hmm. So you capture 1 point, and then 3 points. There's one, two, three. Mm-hmm. So you capture this one, and the red team captures this one, and you go and capture this one. That means you have 2 points. Every kill you get gets your team 2 points instead of one. So if you capture all three, a kill counts for two, or 3 points. But there's also different objectives. Like, there's boss characters, like, there's vehicles. Like, it says, hey, here's a group of Prometheans. Go take out this group of Prometheans for 25 points.
I'm listening to you on two fronts, on a educational perspective, because I played it and had no fucking idea what I was doing.
Okay, yeah.
And also as a conversation piece. Yeah. So, I had no idea what...
So they'll be like, okay, we're gonna spawn a... Well, you know, here's Eternal Warden. He's worth 150 points. Go kill him. And he's this huge boss character that takes fucking forever to kill. So a lot of the times... It's last hit is what counts. So a lot of times you'll have fucking like 20, like almost the whole team like in this one place fighting this boss warden to get the 150 points. And it's just tanks going at this guy. And then, you know, people like running up behind people while they're focused on fighting this guy and getting like triple kills and stuff like that.
So it is a point objective.
It's a point objective.
So in capturing points makes it so your kills are worth more.
So yeah, so capturing the points, see, if you have all 3 points captured, that means every one of your kills, Spartan kills against the enemy team, mm-hmm. counts for three.
Okay.
But there's also the optional objectives of, you know, go destroy this vehicle,
right,
go
kill these. Those can also be fatal because the enemy can take advantage of that.
Exactly.
And ambush on you.
Yes. So
it almost felt like an MMO in that regard.
It's a lot like a MOBA, actually.
Yeah, it's
a lot like a MOBA because there can be hard swings. Like there's like it's the idea of jungling, mm-hmm. and this goes out. And so, but there's also in you start out the match. Everyone has an individual rec level, so that's a whole nother thing. So you know how you said like you saw. You know, your rec level, you start at rec level 1, which means there are these... You ever played Titanfall? You did.
Mm-hmm.
Remember people. Burn cards?
Yeah.
There's they're called requisitions mm-hmm. in this game. And so you can buy them with money or you can buy them with rec points that you earn in-game. But they're like, there's power weapons, there's, you know, so you'll get a shotgun card. Mm-hmm. You'll get a ghost card, you'll get a scorpion tank card, you'll get an energy sword card. And so... And each of them will have a rec level on them, mm-hmm. and you'll have a certain number of those. So there are rec stations throughout the maps that you go up to, mm. and then spend one of your cards to get this weapon.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And so you can obviously when you're respawning, you can press Y to go into your recs and just start with those things. But also, each card has a level, so you will through getting kills, through capturing points. You will go up in rec level, and it's an individual thing. It's not team-wide. So if you get a kill, you might get 50 points towards your next rec level. So it's kind of this interesting flow to the games, is that as the games are progressing, you're seeing more powerful stuff come into the game, too. So that's how it's like a MOBA, is that you'll start off with a level 1 character with your basic stuff. And then as you get kills and level up, you'll start getting more... powerful items like your named weapons, your named shotguns, your scorpion tanks, your banshees, and that kind of stuff. Those, so you'll start seeing like late games will be way different than the start of the game, right. because you'll have higher level wrecks that people are catching.
So people will have like power weapons.
Yeah, power weapons. So you'll start seeing, you know, like around rec level 4, you'll start seeing you can.
Does the rec level change in the match itself?
Yes, the rec levels. So you start out, there's 10 rec levels. Okay. So you start out at 1, and if you get a kill, you'll probably go straight up to level 2.
So it's almost like kill streak rewards. Or point streak rewards.
Yeah, but they're persistent through the match, and then they reset. So it's not. You get 3 kills, die, you reset. It's get 3 kills, you're at level 2, respawn at level 2, capture a point.
So the better you do, the quicker you
level. Yeah, so if you're doing really good, you could get to rec level 10 in like 5 minutes and then get a scorpion tank and just start wrecking everyone.
Wow, yeah. That is a really interesting way of doing it.
It completely changes like the flow. Like you won't see, someone won't hop in a tank at the very start of a game and just own for the rest of the game. People have to get there by playing well.
And I think that's a good thing, because I felt like in the past games, if you got somebody who found like a good spot and just got ran and got a tank, got to a safe spot up at like where they have,
you know, a higher level, a higher altitude, that they could just destroy anybody. Yeah. And it didn't make for a very fun game, you know, when somebody was able to do that.
And it also gives you the opportunity to, like, if someone does find a spot like that, someone does get a tank, and they're up in a spot where no one can really get to them to do anything about it, you can say, and you can, it solves for that problem of there's one rocket launcher on the map. Mm-hmm. You can say, okay, we need to fucking take this. Everyone cash in your rocket launcher, Rex, and let's kill this fucker. Like, you don't have to go to this spot where there's supposed to be a rocket launcher and there's not one. You go to a rec station or you spawn with one from one of your rec cards. So it's just really fun. It's just a really fun... It's a different... It's
very strategic.
There's it's a very lot strategic, more yeah. strategy. And so, that being said, I don't think it's very good to play single player. Because it takes a lot of... Like, I played with my brother, and it was some of the most fun I've had in any competitive multiplayer game in a long time.
Nice.
I played it by myself, and it was kind of just... It was still fun. Like, I was still having fun. Mm-hmm. But, being like, okay, I'm going to cash in, like, I'm going to get a Warthog... Like, why don't you get a rocket launcher, cash in a rocket launcher, and let's go, like, fuck some shit up. So it's just, like, it's a lot more fun with a couple people. That being said, Rex can't be purchased at a whim. You purchase packs and they're random.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, it could, that's kind of, it kind of becomes, like, if you say you need a sniper rifle for something and you just haven't got a wreck, there's no way to get a sniper rifle except for picking one up off of a dead Spartan. So it's cool. It's fucking way nice. Fun, dude. It's just it's a different it's yeah, it's and there's not that's where a lot of the weird Halo-ness comes from is Warzone. I feel like historically like, if you remember 3, like, when it got really going, when the multiplayer, they started putting in weird game modes like Griffball and, like, mm-hmm. Rocket Race and all that kind of stuff that kind of subverted the core gameplay of Halo from the, you know, shoot and kill, team deathmatch kind of mm-hmm. stuff to have some real interesting game types that kind of shook it up a little bit. I don't see that so far in Halo 5. There's obviously time. I don't know if Halo 4 ever got there, but you think back to, like, Halo 3's heyday, how there was just... Always, you could just go into, like, a hopper, and it would put you in a game type and be like, okay, this is Shoddy Snipers, or
mm-hmm.
this is Rocket Race, or this is Griffball.
God, I love those.
Yeah. And it was just all these different style of games that weren't just kill these guys. And that's what I think 5 is missing. Mm-hmm. And so I hope they get to that point where they just throw you in, and this is like, okay...
Fucker.
Everyone starts out with like a fucking energy sword or something, or just these weird game types.
Is there a plan to have that?
I don't know yet.
I hope so.
I know that all the maps are going to be free.
That's awesome.
What? Let me ask you this. So mm-hmm. For maps, what do you think so far about the maps in general?
So all of the like Slayer arena maps feel exactly the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
They feel so similar. I don't know why. But they feel, except for that one that I was playing when we came mm-hmm. in. So they all just feel like, there's like 10 of them. They all feel very similar. Now, have you played Breakout?
I don't.
Breakout is like a single elimination.
Oh, no.
Stuff. And those have a very specific set of maps for them, too. And those are all like Tron looking. Hmm. Like they're very.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I did play that. Yes.
And then so.
I played that in the beta. I haven't played it in the full game.
But then all the Warzone ones are like your big open maps that you think of Halo multiplayer. Like, mm-hmm. those are really cool. I'm upset at the, I guess, lack of variety in the Slayer maps.
Okay.
And there's no proper big team battle. Like, you can't go into a 16-on-16 team deathmatch just mm-hmm. straight up, which I think that's something it's missing. But I think the standard, like, 4-on-4 Slayer maps...
Is there still Capture the Flag?
Yes.
Okay.
There is. And that's Team Arena. That'll put you into... That's like Team Arena is like a hopper to put you into like different 4-on-4 game modes. Because there's also... That won't put you into Breakout, but that'll put you into Capture the Flag. There's no Oddball anymore, which... Or was that what it was called? I don't think there's any more King of the Hill.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully they... Yeah, the one thing that I would really like to see is the just weird variety map.
Rocket Race? I don't know if you ever played Rocket Race.
I did.
Rocket Race was some of the most fun I've ever had with any game.
It's just killing each other with rockets.
No, right? Rocket Race was... So it was teams of two, four teams of two. Mm-hmm. And you were all on mongooses, which are like the little ATVs.
Mm-hmm.
And so you didn't get off of them. So... there was one guy driving and one guy on the back with a rocket launcher. And it was the first 25, and there were checkpoints around the maps. So it was first to get a checkpoint gets a point. So there was checkpoints all around the map, but everyone was firing rocket launchers at you, and the mongooses would just go fucking flying. Uh-huh. And there was rockets going everywhere because everyone was trying to get to... Like, so I... Did we ever play it?
We played the one with the warthogs, but... It was. I don't know if it was rockets. I don't remember. But do you in the Master Chief Collection?
Yeah.
You and I played the game type where you're
we stuck. Did.
And
we
maybe were... it was the mongooses.
I think it was the mongooses,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it was. It was Capture the Flag with mongooses.
Oh, it was Capture the Flag. Yeah. Yeah. That was fun.
That was fucking fun.
That was fun. So that's, I mean, the same idea. I remember specifically just being like circling around this checkpoint because we couldn't handle the mongooses and people were firing rockets at us or something. Oh, God.
Yeah, well, we could get off because you went in to get the flag, or I did, and one of us had to circle around.
Yeah.
But there was something... We played another mode where...
Maybe we just capture the flag and we were just in a warthog.
But I don't know.
But Rocket Race, I just remember, like, there were so many times where you would get, like, 5 inches from a checkpoint and then a rocket would hit you in the back and you'd just go flying across the fucking map. But you had super big, like, shields, so you wouldn't die.
Mm.
Like, you rarely were dying. You were just being blown across the fucking map. And, like, being like, okay, where are we? We need to get to the next point. It was so much fun. Anyways.
Hmm.
Halo 5 is rad. I really like it.
I'm excited to put more time in and play Warzone with you.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be fucking fun, dude.
We'll scream a lot.
Oh, we'll probably. Scream so much.
Another game that came out this last week. WWE 2K16.
Fuck. Okay.
How you like it, man?
How you like it?
Haven't played it.
Really?
Just kidding.
Did you buy it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Fuck yeah. Fuck you.
Sorry.
It's okay. So, yeah, I've played it quite a bit, and let's see. I haven't done the career mode. I just was mainly doing, like, the showcase, which is, like, the Steve Austin showcase, just to unlock McFoley. All the characters. McFoley's in it. And also just playing, like, normal matches and stuff like that. And, oh, man, I really like it.
Is it good?
I really like it a lot. The roster is so fucking big that...
Yeah, what is it, like 120?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That in and of itself is just really cool. But the thing is, there's been so many games in the past that I've played, you know, fighting games and wrestling games and other games of that type, that have, like, these huge rosters, but the game itself wasn't that great. So you're like, it's really cool, like, I have all these guys to play as, but I don't have as much fun playing. It's more fun to just see the other characters than it is to play the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, just see all the different characters. And this one, you have, like, the best of both worlds. I feel like it's finally, like, it might be the definitive WWE wrestling game that there is.
Ever?
I mean,
yes. Yeah. What about Revenge? Nitro SmackDown.
What about ECW for PlayStation?
That was a horrible pile of shit.
I know.
There was a game. What was the game? It was a PlayStation game, I think, where you got fired from the WWE. So Stephanie McMahon hired you to fuck it up or in some way. And you ended up just killing pedestrians.
What?
Yeah. It was Stephanie McMahon, like, hired you to, because she was fighting with Vince, so she hired you to make sure WrestleMania didn't happen. And so there was, like, four stages. It was, like, mall and, like, construction site, and it just put you in a construction site. And
oh, I think this was one of the SmackDown games.
Yeah. And it was, like, the objectives were just, like, throw workers off of this building. So you just ended up killing pedestrians.
Yeah, it was like SmackDown Just Bring It, or one of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it had, like, these weird open areas.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot about that. None of those, unfortunately.
Ah, okay.
But the gameplay is really refined, and there's still some kind of little glitches here and there, just some kinks that need to be worked out. But the actual gameplay is vastly improved just because of the implementation of the limited reversals.
Yeah.
it makes it a huge sort of strategy that you have to think about, you know, when you're going to reverse a move, because you pretty much most of the time can reverse a move at will if you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the timing down pretty well, so you could always do it. But it made for such a... It was such a shitty experience in the past games because there were so many moves that you'd never be able to do because the computer always reversed them.
Yeah.
And moves that you'd never get to see the computer do because you'd always reverse them.
Yeah.
And so with the limited reversals, you have to think about, you know, if you want to reverse just a small, like, punch. So it's this give and take and the different, like, rest holds and just the gameplay itself is... The AI is quite a bit better. It's just so fun. I've just been having so much fun with it. I really enjoy it. The community creations are zany as ever.
Wait.
People are creating Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
Stuff
like that. There's no story. Create story, though, still, right?
No okay. Story designer.
All right.
Have you... Okay, hold on. Have you seen the story designer cutscene where Mark Henry just falls from, like, 50 feet in the air, and there's just a text bubble that just says, "Chocolate drop!"
No, I haven't. But that's what I fucking miss. I would just go on YouTube and watch Creative Story, because some of them were the best thing I've ever seen.
His character model, it's just this, like, the camera's panned out looking at the stage and the Titantron. You're looking at, like, a combined maybe, like, 150 feet into the air, and his model just falls and hits the stage from, like 100 feet in the air, and it just says, "Chocolate drop."
Is that, like, his move or something?
No, his move isn't to fall 150 feet.
Yeah, what's the chocolate drop?
It's nothing. There's no such thing, that, at least
it's
not...
It's just that he's...
Never mind. It just doesn't make sense.
No.
It just...
So what's the community creation thing?
It's just people upload, you know...
You play a Sonic Man? Is his speed high? Is his speed stat high?
Probably, but I...
Better be fucking high, dude.
I did not play
it. Gotta go fast.
So, anyway, I'm really enjoying the game. It's super fun. I could see it being really fun playing against another human with the reversals being limited to.
Yeah.
And I'm excited
to try that out. Is there online play?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, man, I have had some of, like, these just... Like, I had a couple ladder matches that were just super dramatic and back and forth. And, I mean, they just play out a lot more like what you see on TV.
That's what it's been missing, is that TV flow of the give and take, push-pull stuff.
And there's just there's so many characters that I have been wanting to play as, you know, in previous... Like, there's a lot of matchups that happen that you want to happen. Like, you know, one game... Maybe this year we'll have, like, Bret Hart, but then the next year won't have him, but it'll have someone else. And you're like, man, I wish Bret Hart was in this one so I could, you know, match these two guys up. And this one feels like those matchups, you can make them. Like, there's so many characters that there's not really anybody that I really miss that's not in it that was possible. Like, a lot of the guys that I wish would be in it are, you know, with other wrestling promotions or something, but...
King, for instance.
Yeah, he's with Tekken Championship Wrestling, and anyway, so
you can actually CCW? Give him a real lion head this time.
Don't fucking
joke. I
give it
4 fill heads.
Four
severed fill heads.
Cool.
Out of 5.
I like it.
Cool.
I like it.
So,
what
have you been playing besides? You just been
pretty
playing
much Halo.
Halo, yeah?
I finished Metal Gear.
Oh, good.
All the way. So I know everything that happened.
Okay. Sugar, you need to finish so we can all talk about it.
I will finish.
Try to text my phone after we're done so we can make sure we can get this sorted out so you can tell me
so we
can talk about it.
I will. It was, yeah. There's some stuff.
There is some stuff, isn't there?
So,
I will stand up for most of the game except for that part.
Yeah. Anyways.
Did you listen to the final cassette tapes?
Yeah. I listened to everything. I got everything that I could out of that game, so. 92 hours at the end.
Holy lips.
Yeah. It's the longest I've played a game in a long time. That and now Halo's probably going to tide me over until... I really want to play Syndicate for some reason.
Yeah?
I really do.
Funny, after you mentioned it a couple weeks ago, I went on YouTube and was watching a bunch of videos and then immediately put it... I think I put it on my Steam wish.
Yeah, I want to play it.
I want to play it, too.
I haven't wanted to play
it. I didn't
AC.
Know it was developed by Starbreeze, right?
Or, wait, really?
I thought so.
I thought it was just Montreal.
I mean, you might be right. I don't remember. I think you're right, actually.
Does Starbreeze have something to do with it?
I don't remember. I thought I remembered seeing
I don't know what it is about it. I don't know if it's just the zeitgeist and that it's getting really good reviews.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to play it. I think I've seen a lot of...
That's
I've seen a lot of... Nope, you're... Nope.
What?
You're just on Syndicate the game. I think I've seen a lot of video of it, and I think the
wait,
world
what game are you? What game was
Assassin's Creed?
Oh, okay. I thought you literally meant Syndicate the game,
like the
2012
game.
Yeah,
no, dude.
Because you said something about it like 3 weeks ago.
Did I really? I'm talking about Assassin's Creed.
Okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I was like Starbreeze.
Yeah, man, I just fucked up.
It's okay. I want to play.
Why would you be talking about Syndicate the shooting?
Because I was talking about it like a couple. I don't know. Anyways, Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Yeah.
Do you don't share the sentiment then anymore?
About wanting to play it?
Yeah.
Not at the moment, but I'd like to play it. I'd try it at some point.
I
want to
play it. Yeah. I don't know. I think that...
I'm more a striker.
I think the world looks pretty cool and open. Like, mm-hmm. that era of London and...
Is it out on PC?
No, not yet. It's about the end of mid-November, I think.
Okay.
But I don't know why.
If the PC port's decent, maybe...
I haven't actively wanted to play an Assassin's Creed game since 2. Like, I wanted to play Black Flag after I started playing it. But I wasn't like, oh yeah, AC4. I want to play that. Yeah. This one, I was like, I want to play AC Syndicate.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I was the same way, but Unity was the one that I was really excited for.
Yeah.
And then I...
That's rough.
Got really let down. So
yeah,
I mean, it looks you know, it's got some interesting stuff. The fighting looks fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, there's kicking people off trains is always appealing.
I just hear that there's like some real, real actual good like mission design, and some no eavesdropping missions.
I like that.
I don't know.
I really like the setting. That's
one of the things.
Me.
I was curious about it, and then I saw the gameplay, and I saw the settings, and how they actually built that world. And it looks, first of all, it looks fucking enormous. I don't know if you've seen just there's something about the way that they built that actual game world that makes it feel really large and really like a very good sense of place. I don't know what it is. I haven't been excited about Assassin's Creed game since literally 2, so we'll see.
That sounds good, man.
Yeah, I would agree that I'd like to try it out. I just don't, like, right this moment, I'm not super excited about it. And I feel like if I played it right now, I won't.
Realistically, I'm just going to play Halo until Fallout.
Yeah,
so.
Same here.
Yeah.
But I'll try it out at some point, maybe down the line.
Phil, have you been playing anything?
I've been playing some of the Witcher 3 DLC and Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Trigger?
Yeah. Yeah, I got that. I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time.
Jesus Christ. Phil just leans across the table and points it.
I remember when you highly recommended that I play Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah, I just say something.
I bought Final Fantasy IX.
Phil, if you would have done what you just did and there was no volume and somebody else saw a recording, they would assume that you were telling River something really
weird. Body language, it was incredibly aggressive.
Yeah. Oh, no way.
No, yes, no. It was.
Well,
you,
I'm
Phil,
just,
you,
I'm just
you,
like this. Well, yeah. I got to make sure. Well, I have to make sure. It's taken me months or my month to actually remember to do this.
Okay.
And it's been months since I've actually played it.
But I'm excited because you're talking about Final Fantasy IX. So.
I played a good ways into Final Fantasy IX. It was probably the shortest disc one I've ever played, but it was really fun. Or maybe I just played a lot of it. But yeah.
How far did you get?
I got into. I'm a little bit into the second disc.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm rescuing.
How many discs are there?
There's 4.
Yeah, there's 4 of them. I'm back at Alexandria Castle.
Okay. So Dagger has put the sleeping grass in the food and went away with Steiner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Rick Steiner?
Rick Steiner. Scott Steiner.
Oh, Scott Steiner.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah. So, pop. That's my favorite game of all time, man.
Yeah, it's a good
I'm
game.
I'm really
dude.
Glad you're playing it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
There was the interval where we did Pixel Shingen team up, but I never got to tell you about it. But I finally got around to just being like, "Yeah, dude,
It's such a good game. It's such a good Final Fantasy game.
Yeah, it's great. It really
just,
is.
It's whimsical.
Yeah,
and it's fun and it's lighthearted.
Anything whimsical and lighthearted.
Yeah,
count me in.
That's the thing is that I didn't have the appreciation for it that I should have when I was younger because of that. And now that I'm older, a bit more
open-minded. It takes back Final Fantasy roots, like to its roots.
It does,
like,
doesn't it?
Yes, it's about a fantasy world. It's not about this kind of grim future world. It's a fantasy world with you know, like, cartoonish characters and like, it's silly and...
And what great music, though, as always. Dude,
best music.
I know, right?
Yeah. So you're playing Chrono Trigger, though, too.
Yeah, and here's the thing about Chrono Trigger. It seems like, I don't know if the people who developed Final Fantasy Trigger, right? It seems like the, it looks a lot like the graphics from Final Fantasy VI, just like, only the legs are a little bit longer, and, like, what I mean is the animation, it's the same animation from VI, just improved.
Yeah, I mean, it's right around the same time as Squaresoft.
And it seems like it's like the developers, if they did work on 6, they decided to take all the things that you couldn't do with 6 and made sure you're able to do it like Chrono Trigger. Like when you're talking to someone, you can literally just walk around when the dialogue box pops up. I think the idea
was the whole thing, like even with the battle system, it's like it's everything's just fucking happening.
Yeah, I think that's what they tried to go for. There's no pause. And,
yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
I mean, there's a little bit of pause.
There's a little bit of a pause. That blackout's gone. But I understand what they were trying to do, and I really like it. And I haven't gotten too far into the game, but that kudos to the music composer, because...
It wasn't Uematsu.
It wasn't Uematsu?
It was someone else.
It's really good music so far. And I'm still very, very early into the game, but I played a little bit of the fighting, a little bit of the battling, and I've, traveled back into...
65 million BC?
600 BC, I think.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you go back to 65 million BC as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a little bit of side missions on Witcher 3 I've been playing, because I'm stuck on the main mission.
Can you pause? Will you promise me you'll beat Final Fantasy IX?
At some point... I will beat Final Fantasy IX.
Okay. That's all I need.
At some point in our lifetime...
I just need to know someone else has done it.
I'm going to beat Final Fantasy IX. My cousin's beat it. He's owned the shit out of that game.
Well, why don't you come over and play it while I try and go to sleep?
Yeah. I will.
Okay.
But let's have it be a foggy day. And let's get a pizza.
That would be... I don't mean to get too dark on this, but that would be the day if I got sniped in the head that I'd be like, this is all I wanted.
As good as day as any, yeah.
This is it.
Cool.
Foggy day, pizza, games.
That's it, man.
Let me tell you something about the fog, and I think I discovered why we love the fog so much when we're playing games. When it's foggy, you can't see too far into the outside world to know that life is going on without you being part of it.
You think that you're just alone.
Secluded, man.
Yeah.
Nobody can see you in there playing games instead of working.
All your fucking stress goes away.
It goes away. Because for all you know, the life doesn't exist for the
fucking world
20 feet away.
I would love to go to Mars with just a couple games. A
couple games.
Go to Mars.
Fog. Fucking fog in a jar. Just.
Yeah. Little Caesars.
So how's Heart of Stone?
Heart of Stone. Oh, it's there's things that are appearing that I don't think I've ever seen before. I can't tell if it's a new landmass or if it was just already there. I just never explored that far into it. But the upper right corner, past Velen, and past the city Novigrad.
Yeah,
there's all these new areas. And I don't know if that mass was there. I just never explored it, or if it's brand new.
I think there's much like northeast of Novigrad.
Now now there seems to be a lot more, and there's all sorts of new places I'm discovering, new dangers that are reminding me just how hard The Witcher 3 can be. I've gotten my ass kicked
about once a week. I reboot up that game in hopes that there'll be a continue prompt on the start screen instead of just a new game prompt.
What do you mean?
I lost my save file.
Oh, God. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I really am excited to beat it.
Because I want to play it, but every time I fire it up and it says new game, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
I wouldn't Man, that's tough.
It's rough because I really want to play it and I really want to like finish it. Mm. But
Well, you have to start all the way from the beginning, so I understand. But here's the thing: is that you don't have to beat the game in order to play the expansion.
I know, but I want to finish that game. I finished 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll finish 3. I just don't know when. So I don't know.
Oh man, I want to get back into it.
Yeah, why did we stop?
What
other games came out?
Yeah, what came out? What stopped?
NBA 2K.
Oh, okay. It's a good... Yeah.
Arkham City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Arkham City was
Arkham,
the big one.
Arkham Knight. Whoops, sorry.
Arkham Knight. Yeah, Arkham Knight. Arkham Knight was the kind of game where I could just beat it quickly, kind of just go mm-hmm. through it. Witcher, you need to invest time and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
you do.
And yeah. It's sort of like a Bethesda game. Like, you don't... You know, you can't just kind of marathon your way through it. Or you can, but it's hard.
I can't believe I've played and finished Metal Gear Solid 5.
You did it, man.
You did it.
How does
you don't
feel?
Ever have to look back.
Feels stupid?
It feels dumb. Yeah. I'll probably never play that game again. I'll definitely play the other Metal Gears, though.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely play those again. So.
Interesting. Well, I think that's all we got.
Yeah.
A little bit of a short show, but hey, that's all right. Everybody listening, we are sorry we didn't get you a show last week, but... we're here, so as long as this records and you hear me saying this right here, then we made it.
Man.
So
some weird technical issues.
Some weird stuff's been going on. Kind of haunted.
So yeah, I don't know.
Poltergeist type things. Anyway, like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/pixelchickenpodcast. Follow us on Twitter. That's @pixel_chicken. Send your hate mail to Johnny to pixelchickenpodcast@gmail.com. And thanks for listening.
I'm out.
Thank you.
Peace. Ow!